Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll see what Dieter Kurtenbach, Bay Area News Group, has to say about all this. He is an NBA expert and Golden State Warrior coverer. Is that fair?
Coverer.
Yeah, I know. That was great grammar.
It's totally accurate, though.
It is. It's accurate. Just kind of said strangely. How are you, Dieter? Good to talk to you, man.
I'm well. How about you guys?
We're good. All right. So how far would you call the Damian Lillard shot? Just for the heck of it.
I just call it a logo shot.
I will say this,
like the worst kept secret around the NBA is that the official box scores, when it says like 32 feet, those are wildly inaccurate. I have no idea.
I always figured that was the case,
yeah,
too.
Like it's not even remotely close. So I'm sure today there were a bunch of people on Twitter, and it's good content, and I always consume it, but about Damian Lillard shoots 42% from 30 feet or beyond. It's like, you know, the 3-point line is 22 to 23 and a half feet. Are you telling me that he was standing like 20 feet behind that or something? They're ridiculous. Don't put too much stock into it. It was an awesome shot. There's two guys in the NBA who can shoot it from there and feel good, Dame Lillard and Steph Curry.
Dieter, I'm going to steal my partner's sunshine right now. When everybody thinks I'm going to ask about a basketball question, no, not so fast. I'm going to ask you about the Sharks. And that tremendous Game 7 win over Vegas, that was a heck of a game last night.
It was transcendent. That's one of the few events that I think everybody can get behind. I guess we just had one a couple weeks back, just a couple days back, with Tiger Woods chasing the Masters on Sunday. Doesn't matter if you play golf. Doesn't matter if you watch golf year-round. You can't help but be captivated by Tiger. Don't understand it. Not fighting it anymore, for sure. And then a game seven Stanley Cup Finals. I wouldn't have blamed you if you switched the channel, but I hope you got back as the Sharks just put an avalanche on the Golden Knights, and then the Golden Knights, their credit, coming back, and then an overtime where you could just see the exhaustion.
Yeah.
Even the crowd was exhausted. It was such a third period that I don't know how you have energy for it, and then against the flow of play, Mark Barkley Goodrow ending it, and man, it was one of those stories that you try not to get in the way of. So I was there at the Shark Tank, and it was like you just have to run through the emotions because there were so many of them in overtime game. It was just crazy. It was as good of a sporting event as you'll ever be able to witness, and I was lucky to be there.
Wow. Thank you, Dieter, for just saying that, because I've been trying to convince these guys all day about how great that was. Because the Damian Lillard shot was memorable, but it wasn't as good as that hockey game. That hockey game was crazy.
You don't have – listen, it was a 3-1 series, and Dame did everything, and it was an awesome comeback. Any other night, that is far and away the coolest thing that happened in sports. But you don't have just the raw emotion that goes into a Game 7. And you add in with the Sharks, you're at home. This is a franchise that's never won the Stanley Cup, led by a guy who has never won a Stanley Cup in Joe Thornton. There are big existential questions surrounding this team. If they don't win the Cup this year, and it is absolutely cup or bust for them, no one knows what's really going to happen. They might tear it down and try to rebuild, and then this streak of them going to the playoffs every year goes away, and they never really made it happen out of all of those chances. All of that in there, to go down 3-0 for your captain and the most beloved player in franchise history, in my opinion, to go down on a questionable penalty, no doubt, but nevertheless a really scary moment. All of that fear turning into anger. People are throwing stuff on the ice because you see guys lying there motionless and bleeding on the ice, and all you know is that he didn't put himself there. And for the Sharks to rally around in that moment, to show the determination and the veteran leadership to rally in that moment and go 1, 2, 3, 4 on the major penalty, and then to bounce back again after the Knights, again, to their credit, an unbelievable comeback to get that fourth goal. They pushed it for the final 5 minutes of that game to equalize. And for them to come back again in overtime, it was just a roller coaster, man. You every single shift was just rife with anticipation and agony. It's just too much to handle. You have to remember to breathe during games like that. As awesome as Dame's shot was, and certainly for the Bay Area, we were all cheering for Dame. He's an Oakland guy.
That's right.
He's the only player in the NBA that can have a poster outside of another team's arena and no one questions it. He has a big Hulu Has Live Sports ad right in front of Oracle Arena right now, and no one really cares because it's Dame. He's Oakland. For that to happen, it just doesn't match up. It just doesn't match up. It's a Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals, everything on the line. In a game like that, you're not going to get anything like that. Everything else pales in comparison in sports.
Perfectly said, Dieter. Dieter Kurtenbach, Bay Area News Group. All right, let's get to the Warriors. They won't play a Game 7, at least not this series. However, the next series, I don't think it's a over-the-hill thing to say that the Rockets-Warriors second round is almost for the NBA title. These teams are going to have to play their tails off to beat each other. Somebody's going to win it. And then, you know, understand that there's still two more series after this.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go as far to say title, because I'm a really big fan of the Milwaukee Bucks. I understand the skepticism around them. But, man, they what they did in the regular season, some of the numbers that they put up, the differentials that they were able to post were historic. And it was very reminiscent, to me at least, of the 2015 Warriors. And their defense is awesome. If they make it to the NBA Finals, anyone who plays them is going to be really angry. But I wouldn't disagree that the winner of the Rockets-Warriors series would probably be the favorite going into that. They should probably be the favorite going into that. And I don't disagree that that is going to be one hell of a series. Big question, of course, is if Houston can get there on time. They had a chance to sweep, and they gave away a couple days of rest that they could have had an advantage on over the Warriors. I imagine that the Warriors will take care of business tonight. I have been proven incorrect with that before. This team is a professional at messing around. So I wouldn't totally go to the bank quite yet on Golden State taking care of business. But if the Rockets not able to make the adjustments that they need to make and they have to play another game, they're going to have one hell. It's going to be one day in between game six, a possible clincher for them, and the first game of the series against the Warriors, while the Warriors sit at home and soak up this wonderful California sunshine we got going on. So a big night for both of those teams. In fact, you can almost argue that in a weird proxy way, game one is tonight for both of them. If they both take care of business, they come in on the same rest. Let's boogie. If one of them doesn't, they are at a severe disadvantage going in, and that might be enough to tilt the series one way or another.
Dieter, it hasn't looked like it's impacted the Warriors at all in this Clippers series, but do you think the loss of Boogie Cousins for the remainder series will hurt the Warriors, or could it actually help the Warriors?
The sense that I get from the Warriors, and they're not ones to typically push unbridled optimism, is that they will probably be better. They feel a lot more comfortable with the offense. They feel way more comfortable when it comes to defense.
Right.
I will say that the downside is going to be that their bench is a bit lighter. And the second unit that they have at the beginning of the second and the fourth quarters lacks a second playmaker, a guy who can just go and get a bucket, and that's what these NBA playoffs are all about. So those are some hairy moments there, especially if anyone gets into foul trouble. They might need a DeMarcus Cousins once or twice over the course of trying to get to the NBA Finals for a fifth straight year. I don't know if that's going to come too often against the Rockets, because Houston knows how to exploit, would know how to exploit Cousins left and right on the defensive end. Instead, there's Andrew Bogut in there. You're going to get more minutes of Draymond Green at center. We saw what Kevon Looney, the Warriors' backup center, was able to do against James Harden last year. I'm nervous about how often the Warriors are fouling against the Clippers. That is something that I'm not sure can just be cleaned up. This seems to be built into the system, and the Rockets are certainly going to take advantage of that. That's the way they want to play the game. But I think DeMarcus Cousins probably would have brought more harm than good in this series, and seeing as this is the only series in the Western Conference playoffs that you would say that the Warriors are going to have some trouble with, that kind of says everything you need to know.
Dieter, we got a couple minutes left. How do the Warriors attack slash defend James Harden. They certainly aren't going to do what the Utah Jazz are doing, which is standing behind him. I've never seen a team do anything quite that crazy before. Obviously, the Warriors have a plan, and I'm sure that Steve Kerr has already begun to think it out because Harden deserves that kind of attention.
Well, they are lucky that they have multiple options, and the Rockets are going to have to sort of show their hand early in the series regarding if they want to run pick and roll or if they just want to do James Harden isolation. They have done a lot of pick and roll against the Warriors, but as we've seen in this series against the Jazz, they're just willing to give Harden the ball, and they'll go one-on-one, and then you get Ricky Rubio behind him for whatever reason. They can throw a bunch of bodies at him. You have Andre Iguodala. You have Klay Thompson. Kevon Looney, if he gets isolated against him, they feel extremely comfortable with. Kevin Durant can even give you a couple of shifts. I think the Rockets are probably going to want to target Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry has been in foul trouble since game two of this Clippers series. So that is the big number one primo matchup to watch in that series. They want to force him right sometimes because obviously he wants to bring it back and shoot to the left side. There are other times when they're going to try to force him left and let him drive, knowing that they can contest at the rim with multiple people and that ultimately you're going to get burned more often than not if he shoots step-back three-point shots, if for no other reason than he's going to go to the line a couple of times, and those are just absolute momentum killers for any team on defense. They're going to mix it up, and they do better than anybody else in that regard because they have the personnel where they can throw multiple bodies. They don't just have one guy, and they're not just throwing poor Ricky Rubio out there and having to come up with some concept where you're taking stuff away. The Warriors are going to be able to play a little bit of cat and mouse with James Harden. The bigger question is if James Harden has the legs under him and if his shot is on. You're going to lose a game to James Harden in that series. There's just no two ways about
it. Amazing.
But, you know, it's do you want him going to the rim? Do you want him shooting the floater? Do you want him shooting the three? I don't know what the right answer is. I can see validity in trying to stop any of those levels. I can see validity in letting him have any of those three levels. It's just a matter of basically doing what you want James Harden to do and living with the consequences of that, knowing that he is right now scoring at a hyper elite level on all three levels. I mean, he's the best offensive player in the NBA right now. And it's about taking advantage of the fact that he's nowhere near the best defensive player in the NBA right now. You have to make sure that you're getting as much against him as he's going to give the Rockets.
Right. Well, Tony and I mentioned it earlier. We think there's two guys that really you can do whatever you want to try to do to stop them, and they're still going to score, and that's Harden and Durant. I mean, these are just two guys that are just too good when they want to score, and that's why that series is going to be phenomenal fun. Hope we catch up to you during the series. Thanks for the great report on the hockey, though, because I want people to understand what kind of game that was last night, and you nailed it, Dieter. Good talking to you, buddy.
Thanks, Dieter.
Anytime, guys. Have fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.